The offering, didn't you see how it was getting juicier and juicier and juicier? See, that's the Holy Spirit. He comes in like that and he makes everything well. So we thank God. I'm going to be talking this morning about authority, because every one of us have a certain amount of authority, just in the natural. You know, I never go to see a police officer driving down the road, and what do you do when you see a police officer? Anybody? And some people doesn't bother them at all. But me, I immediately start putting on my brakes, even if I'm not speeding. You know, I'm associated with those guys since I was 15 years old, and I'm 52 or 3. I know them quite well, and I watch for them, because it's a serious thing, you know, when you get some tickets. I've tried things around their authority. Even, I believe, me and my wife, and even before I was married, you know, have you ever seen a speeding car don't go down the road, and you said, hey, I'll follow that car, I'll get a little faster, but guess what, when the police officer comes behind you, and he goes like this, this is all he does, he goes like this, and then he goes up to the other guy, and he goes that too, so you both get tickets, and so that happened a couple of times. And even once I saw a car way out there, and it's a flat plains, and so I gave it a little bit extra. Hey, by the time I get there, it should be okay. And sure enough, that was them. And so they pull over and they say, hey, there's a radar detector in front, but there's also one facing backwards. So you cannot get away from them. And that's their authority that they have. But I want to talk to you today about the spiritual authority that we have, because we have a great authority in Christ Jesus. And if we don't use that authority, guess what? The devil's going to bang us up. He's going to beat us up. And he's gonna know that you ain't nothing. And did you know what? There's one thing I don't like is a bully. Amen? There's something about bullies that I really like to get them. And guess what? Satan is a bully. Everybody say, Satan's a bully. Now, we have authority, but we don't have authority over one another. Did you know? But you have authority in your own life to deal with the devil, and you could deal harshly with him. And don't take him that, oh, it'll be okay. Some people bed down with him and, you know, get a bag of chips and watch movies all night with him. But you can't play with the devil. You have to use your authority that we have in Christ Jesus and do him good. Amen? Because in Jesus Christ, we have authority. And this message, the purpose of this message is that you use your authority against the devil, demons, and evil spirits. Now, I don't like to talk about devil, demons, and evil spirits because, you know, once my mother was visiting, and pastor said, go ahead and share. So I talked on prosperity, and she talks to me later. She says, do you always talk about prosperity? No, I just happened to talk about that prosperity once. I don't, you know, it wasn't during the offering. And so, yeah, it just happens, but today we want to talk about our authority that we have in Christ Jesus over devils, demons, and evil spirits, because you have authority over them through Christ Jesus. It says over in Acts 10:38, how God anointed, everybody say anointed, Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil. See, oppression comes from the devil. Anytime you are down and out, anytime you are discouraged, anytime you are lonely, anytime that you feel that you can't do it anymore, guess what? There's somebody in the spiritual realm that's bothering you and haunting you that you have to take authority over them in Jesus' name. Now, the Apostle Paul says, again, he went up to the third heaven. I believe that's where God Almighty has his big throne. Father God sits up there. It's huge. And Jesus is at his right hand. That's the first heaven. Then there's the second heaven, the stars and the galaxies, wonderful up there. You know, it's huge. And then above us is another heaven, and that's where the devils and demons and evil spirits hang around. And guess what? They're roaming around in that heavenly, but they're looking to be manifested in the earth. And did you know what? They can't be manifested unless they find an open door of opportunity. Unless they find somebody that will yield to those evil spirits. And the next thing you know, bada boom, bada bang, people are walking around. They're demon possessed, basically, or inspired by the devil, doing things, saying things in line with what they want. You know, every evil spirit, you know, there was one third. And if you think sometimes we have problems in church, guess what? God Almighty the Father is a beautiful Father who sits on a throne. But there was a rebellion in that organization up there, and one-third of the angels, Satan himself, was so deceptive and so deceiving, he took a third of the angels and took off, and God kicked them right out of heaven. Imagine a loving heavenly Father, and Satan is looking at God saying, I want God. I want to be like God. I want to put my throne way up in the north and be great. No, you ain't going to be great. You're going to be out in the name of Jesus. Amen? And out he went. He got kicked right out. Hallelujah. And that's where he belongs. But guess what? He's roaming around here in this first heaven, and he's looking for ways to manifest himself. And you go through scriptures, you will see. Have you ever heard of the madman of Gadara? Well, he didn't have any clothes on. How many people do you see? I see everybody here. They've got clothes on. That's good. That's very honorable. But guess what? The madman of Gadara was in the tombstones. I don't mind graveyards, you know, looking in those people's graves and stuff. But this guy took his clothes off in the graveyard. And the Bible says he was cutting himself with stones. He was perverted. He was sexually perverted, and he was twisted. Why was he doing that? Because a devil got a hold of him and impressed him to such a degree that he was crazy. He met Jesus and got delivered. What's the first thing the Bible says? He was sitting in his right mind and clothed. Isn't that nice? The evil spirit left him, and immediately he shaped up his life. So these devils, demons, and evil spirits try to get influence into people's lives so they can be heard, so they can be seen in the earth today. But guess what? God also has his kingdom, which is greater than the kingdom of God, and he can be seen. He can be heard. In fact, he's seen and heard in this church every Wednesday, every Sunday for the past 30 years. Amen? And so he's going to continually be heard and seen. God is going to be manifested in the earth through you, through me. Amen? Thank God for the fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace and patience and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faithfulness and humility and self-control. So Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus. There's another scripture in 1 John 3 and verse 8. It says, for this purpose the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So right there, 1 John 3 and verse 8, it says that Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. So your authority and my authority that we have in Christ Jesus, it comes because of Jesus. You can't beat the devil on your own, just to let you know. He is a spiritual being. We are in a natural body. We have a mind. And yes, our spirits, if we've accepted Christ, they're born again, alive unto God, and they're excited about that. But he is a spirit being. And so Jesus whipped him on the death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus came out triumphing over Satan. And guess what? We are in Jesus now. If you're the body of Christ, how much is your little toe? Say you're the little toe on the body of Christ. Do you still have authority over the devil? Yes. Say you're the little toe, the toenail. You're just a little toenail. Sister, you're just a little toenail on the body of Christ. But guess what? You've got more power, more authority because of you're in Christ. Jesus is the head and we're the body and members in particular. Amen. I talked to a beautiful man and he talked about, you know, the spiritual warfare that he's encountering, and it comes to every single one of us. And I hate it because guess what? You can get down and out. You could say, oh no, here's another test. Here's another trial. But no, did you know that Jesus Christ was tempted in every way we are and without sin? I love the scripture. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Amen? To be in Christ, to be in Christed, for us to be in him, and that's where our authority comes. Again, you got authority over your own life. Now, I don't have authority over anybody else's life and what's going on in your life unless you allow that. Otherwise, Jesus would just go, everybody's saved. No, we have a free will, and everybody gets to make a choice and a decision. Who are you going to follow? Are you going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, which is great, amen, which is beautiful, or are you just going to do your own thing? I believe that all of us should desire, hey, I want to do God's thing. I want to do God's will. So this purpose was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. That's why Satan came, to destroy his works. And he did it on the death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah of Christ. Amen. And we've got it in him. You know, I drive a bus and do some charters and stuff, and it really broke my heart just the other day. There was an individual. It was a lady or a girl that lives in a few hours away. And she looked nasty and, you know, roughed up, rough, really rough. You know, Satan gets a hold of people and just wrecks their life. Absolutely devastated. The Bible says that Jesus Christ come to give us life and life more abundantly. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if you got those three around you, you just say, hey, you stay back in Jesus' name. Killing, stealing, destroying. But I looked at that girl. I felt compassion for her. Her face had marks on it, chunks of whatever. I don't know. She's talking to herself. She's disheveled. She looks rough and sad. After I dropped her off, I went outside and I said, you know, you're in bad shape. And she looked at me. I said, you're in bad shape. And I said, you should call out to God. You should talk to Jesus. Immediately, it was the waterworks. Her whole head just started crying. And she said, 2 years ago, I had an experience with God. 2 years ago I did, but something happened and she just got into a mess and a mess and a mess. Guess what? She needed to know that there's power in the gospel. She needed to know that God can help her. She needed to know that she didn't have to live like that. She was actually at the almost looks like the point of death, and how she poured her eyes out. And I prayed for her and I said, you know, trust Jesus. Amen. Trust Jesus. And she walked away with her bags, and I pray God that the Lord will speak to her, and I send forth laborers across her path. And that's just one individual. We're dealing with countless people, multitudes of people, the Bible says, in the valley of decision. Some are dying, dropping along the way, thinking that, oh, this is better, this is better. No, there's nothing better than the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation, hallelujah. In 87, I made that choice. I made that decision. What a good decision I made. Amen. Some of my old friends, they say, oh, man, you were this, you were that. You could have did this. You could have did that. You can kiss my bituti. Amen. You can kiss my behind. I do not care. You know what Satan did? Satan came to Jesus and said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Look at this fame. Look at this fortune. Look at this, you can have it all. You bow down and worship me, Satan says. Jesus said, nope, you worship the Lord thy God and him that you serve. Let me see the end of the program. What's the moral of the story? Every knee will bow to Jesus. Every tongue will confess to God that Jesus Christ is Lord. 7 billion people on the face of the earth will bow those knees to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Satan's going to do that and give them? No, it's temporal pleasure. There's fun in the world for a season, but when the season is over, it's gloomy doomy. Amen? It's a sad day. So Jesus Christ gave us victory that we have in Christ Jesus. So it says here in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So know that you and I are not ignorant of the devil's devices. You should be well aware. You should have a spiritual radar going on at all times. Hallelujah. Beep, 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 beep. This will cause me trouble. Sin, sin, sin. Beep, 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 beep. This will be a blessing unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We are not ignorant. As children of God, Jesus will never be defeated. Hallelujah. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. And we are on his side. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, and we're talking about authority, knowing your authority. And there's two areas that we're going to touch on. You have to resist and resist the devil. And you got to know that you have authority. Those two areas. So Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not an earthly wrestle. I'm not mad at you. You're not mad at me. You know, you're not pushing me. I'm not pushing you. But guess what? There is something behind it. There is a spiritual force. There is a spiritual attack. And you cannot yield to the Satan. You have to yield to God. Yield to the Lord. So Brother Hagin told us in Bible school, I don't know these things, but he teaches you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, everybody see the first one? Principalities. He says that's the first one. Again, against powers. That's the second one. Against rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the third one. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's four demonic realms right there. It talks about, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, against these powers that come against your life and try to hinder you. And so it says here in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, I give you power, Jesus said, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen? So Jesus gave us that authority. Jesus gave us that power. A vision that Brother Hagin says, and again, you know, forgive me for saying Brother Hagin so many times, but I didn't know absolutely nothing, and I went to a Bible school, and I learned a few things, a few of his stories. And I come to with Pastor and Miss Anita, and they were trained of him, and so we hear, we read the same books, we know his things. But he had a spiritual vision, and he saw Jesus about where the roof of the ceiling is, and he looked at him, and Jesus said, I want to talk to you about devils, demons, and evil spirits. And he began talking to him, and in between him and Brother Hagin and Jesus, there was a little monkey-like creature. He said it wasn't a monkey, but it looked like a kind of a size of a monkey, and his face didn't look like a monkey, but he immediately started going, yakety, 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 yak, and he flicked out his arms, and he had a big smoke screen, and Brother Hagin was trying to see what Jesus was talking. He was talking, now he couldn't hear his voice anymore, and it was going on, and that little thing was just making so much noise, he couldn't see anything, and here Jesus is talking, and I can't hear him, so he finally said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to shut up. And the little thing immediately fell just like boom to the ground fast. He said, right to the ground. And he said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And the thing scurried off. And Jesus looked at him and he said, if you didn't do that, I couldn't. And then Brother Hagin says, I didn't hear you right. You said you wouldn't. No, I said I couldn't do anything about that if you didn't do anything about that. And Brother Hagin says, you said you wouldn't? No, I said, you wouldn't. But anyways, the moral of the story is that Jesus couldn't. In your life and my life, we are blessed with such power and such authority, you have to take authority over that devil in Jesus' name. You have to do it. You say, no, Jesus is he's everything. Yeah, he is everything, but he told you, go into all the world. You know when he said in Mark chapter 16, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you'll cast out devils. Who? God will cast out devils? Yeah, ultimately it does. The power comes from him, but he wants you to say it. He wants you and I to confess it and say, in Jesus' name, you gotta go. Now the first one is resist the devil. So there's three guys in the New Testament, apostles. How many of you ever heard of the apostles? Peter, John, Paul, Peter. There's a few of them. And so we're going to go to the first one, and that's Peter. Now, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Let's get that up on the board. This is the apostle Peter. Now, the apostle Peter denied Jesus. He walked with him for those 3 years. He saw how he operated. He was watching him. And Peter tells us something. Look at the thing. It says, be sober. So right there, everybody say, you know, you got to be sober. When people get drunk, when people get stoned out of their mind, guess what? They're not sober. They are in another realm, and they're not thinking clearly. And so Peter tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, again, see, there's a demonic realm. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So it says, be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then it tells you something. Whom resist. Everybody say resist. When you resist, guess what? You're on God's side. Amen? When you resist, you're on God's side. You may want to cry, but guess what? You're on God's side. When you resist sin, when you resist those trials, those tests, those temptations, when you resist him, when you come against him, the Bible says, as a roaring lion whom you resist. No, God resists? No, you resist. because of the power and the authority that God has given you in Christ Jesus. You resist steadfasting, knowing in the faith, knowing that the same things are helping in your that are going on in your brothers. The Apostle Paul, he met Jesus after the resurrection. Ephesians 4 and verse 27, it says, don't give no place to the devil. Don't give no place to the devil. So when you give place to the devil, guess what? You're opening the door to him. Amen? You got a big, wide open door. So when you allow him in, guess what? He opens it up and he comes in. And he makes havoc. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Resist the devil. And the Bible says he'll flee from you. So when you open the door to him, allow him in a little bit. You know, just a little bit. It's just a white lie. It's not a real lie. No, white, black, blue, green, lie is lie. Amen? If you lie, I can't say, I tell my kids, if you lie, you fry, you die. That's a little extreme, but guess what? You open the door to the enemy. Amen? When you steal, guess what? The Bible says, steal no more. You open the door to the enemy. So there's things in our lives that we could open the door to the enemy, and then he comes in and he pounces. He is a bully. Satan is a bully. And he always tries to eat those and devour those who are weak. It's like the animal kingdom. You see those animals that are half wounded, they're half dead, they're dragging along, they're at the end of the pack, and then the enemy, and then they come and get devoured. That's like Satan. He's got no ability on his own, absolutely none. The only ability he has is what people allow him in their lives. Then he looks so big. Oh, look at him. Ooh, he is a big monster. Look at that roaring lion. No, Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. He's the head, amen, and not the tail. He's above and not beneath, and we are in him. So don't allow him in your life. Don't give him no place. Don't give him no place. Absolutely no place. Amen. You don't have to feel bad about it. Don't allow him in. Don't allow him in. Don't even mess with it. Because a lot of times through society, we get filtered. You know, we got a lot of Disney movies in our show or our house where they watch because they're cute. But guess what? I would say 95% of them are demonic. They're dealing with witches. They're dealing with warlocks. They're dealing with this. They're dealing with that. When I was a young guy at a house party, I was there and I was maybe 16, 17. Jenny, watch it. So I don't know if she's here. But anyway, see, there was a Ouija board. There were some people with a Ouija board. Have you ever heard of a Ouija board? Anyways, they were working with that Ouija board over there. And I kind of walked by it. I looked at it and kept going. And to me, it was just like, you know, I'm not even a Christian. I'm not even saved. I'm not even born again. But I knew that thing is nasty. And sure enough, it's moving around. They're answering all the questions for those guys that are playing with it. Crazy, hey? So who's moving that board? The demonic realm, the evil spirits are moving that board, and they know some things, but guess what? God knows all things. Messing with that would be like opening the door. How about horoscopes? Let's get the paper. I'm a Scorpio. So let's see what I got, a good day or a bad day? No, guess what? You start messing with that, you're opening the door. You're opening the door. Next thing you know, you're like waiting for the paper. I don't know if people are that crazy. But anyways, when I grew up, there was a lot with to do with the those things. Amen? Libras and all of them. I don't know them all. I just know what someone said mine was. So... And so James is another guy. James was the Lord brother. James didn't believe in Jesus. Amen? Isn't that something? Your own brother. You're born in a household. His mother's talking to Jesus. Jesus, I didn't know a man. Jesus is born by the Holy Spirit. Everybody's, yeah, Mary, you're okay. Is that wine extra strong today or what? And so they just pushed it off as nothing. But guess what? Later on, James, he said the same thing as those other guys. It says here, submit yourselves to God, James 4, 7. Resist the devil. Why is Paul, why is Peter, and why is James saying the same thing in this book? He's saying the same thing because all of us would have to say the same thing. It says here, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. 1 John 4:4, be of you of God, little children, and be of good comfort, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Thank you, Lord, that the greater one is on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord. And again, this is, we're trying to lay it out towards you that you have authority over the devil, that you have authority and you have to submit. But when you're in it, guess what? You have to still have a comprehension and awareness that, hey, this is what's going on. I've got a good memory. I've got a very good memory and things that I want to remember. All the way back to 5 years old, I've got a good memory on things that I want to remember. But guess what? You're going to have to resist the devil. You're going to have to say, no, that was the old man. That was the old creature. I'm of a new nature now. I've got the new nature of God on the inside of me. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you knew the old guy, you would know. But guess what? I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's your born again spirit. It's alive unto God. It's full of God. It's full of the life of God. It doesn't want to sin. It wants to love God. It wants to go to church. It wants to pray. It wants to be a blessing. It wants to give. That's the born again new creation on the inside of you, the new reality, the new man on the inside of you. But you still have a mind that you got to continually renew. You still have a body that you have to bring under subjection. You got to tell that thing, this is what we're doing, and this is the way we're going. So the first one of taking your authority and knowing your authority is to resist the devil. The second one is believe you have authority. Everybody say, believe I have authority. You got to know you have authority. When I go home, again, I got my kids, and, I observe some things, and I'm more mean, just to let some kids know. But I'm more mean than my mother and my dad. My parents were very good with me. My mom was tough at times. She beat me my butt with an electrical cord, but still. And that wasn't abuse. That was just because I needed it. And so, when I go home and she's still alive at 81, I immediately go and I say, oh, it's so nice to see you. I immediately open the fridge. Woo-hoo-hoo! And the woman's got food. She's got everything. And I never, ever, it dawns on me, sometimes I think later on, oh, I better watch myself, you don't want to be, don't touch that food. No, it's always, she's so generous and so loving, eh? I could eat anything in there, sausages, cabbage rolls, this, that, and the other thing, and just, hog down big time, fry that bacon up, do all kinds of things to no end. It doesn't seem to be a limit on it. And so you have to put a limit on yourself then, because then you overdid it and you need to repent, because I ate too much. I gained 10 pounds in 1 week. That was too much. So anyways, but you gotta know that you have authority in your realm, so to speak. And so believe that you have authority. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6, it says, unto him that loved us, that's precious Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, that's Jesus, and made us kings and priests. Everybody say, I'm a king, I'm a priest. Amen. He made you kings and priests unto God the Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. You're a king, I'm a priest, you're a king, I'm a king, you're a priest, I'm a king, you're a king, I'm a priest, you're a king, priest. Amen. Guess what? We're kings and priests in the household of God, in the authority of God's realm. We're kings. Amen. Do we have to mope around? Some people, oh, the devil said this to me, and the devil said that to me. I had the same story. Tons and 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 tons of times. You hear the same thing, and then you want to bring it into the reality of the realm and to say, this is what the devil is saying to me. And so you can bring it out to get other people to believe what you're saying. Did you know, Viola, the devil said this to me? And so you keep saying, you say. No, I want to say what God says. We want to say what God says in his holy word. We want to know that we are kings and priests. And my Father tells me I'm the head and not the tail. He said, you're blessed and called to be a blessing. Amen. You may look, you're just blessing yourself. No, I'm blessed and called to be a blessing. You can say, you're just blessing yourself. No, I'm blessed and I'm called to be a blessing. That's who you are. That's who I am in Christ Jesus. We're kings. We're priests. We belong to God. We're in the family of God. Jesus is the head. We're the body and members in particular. Now, I got married when I was 30 years old, and I thank God for that day. But, you know, even if you're single, that's fine. You serve God with all your heart. Or if you're married, you serve God with all your heart in that area. But Satan came to me from 20 years old all the way even to 30. You're not going to get married. You're not going to get married. It's too late. You're not going to get married. It's too late. You're not going to get married. It's too late. It's not going to get married. It's too late. You can't get along with nobody. You're nasty. You're mean. You don't deserve nothing. You shut up and eat your own food. This, you know, there's no end. And that's extreme. But guess what? You know, if you listen to that, it could get you depressed. It could get you down. How about, you know, I remember twice it happened now recently. Different one says, well, you don't make no money. You're not going to have money like I got money. I've heard that twice now in my life of 53 years. You got no money. You're not going to have, you got no money like I got money. That is so crazy. Eh? And so that, I've heard it twice. One of them a family member and another one, I can't remember. But you're not going to have money like I got money. That is so stupid. Did you know God can make you a multimillionaire in 1 second? Hallelujah. In 1 second, someone could write you a check beyond all measure. Amen. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. Amen. So we don't listen to, even if it comes from family members, they could say all they want. It's just a relationship between you and God. And as far as I can see, with my dear wife and myself, we are blessed, highly blessed. Amen. Highly blessed, highly blessed, highly favored, highly blessed, highly blessed. I've given more money. Hallelujah. We've given more money now than ever before in the history of our universe. Amen. That's maybe small in some people's eyes, but guess what? It's in our eyes. It's good. I'm a happy camper. Amen. Made more money. Hallelujah. Gave more money. Amen. So I may need a few little things, a few extra motorcycles or something, but that's nothing. Eh? I just threw that in. That's my own selfish nature. Okay, so we're kings and priests. Now, here's Pastor's favorite scripture, Pastor Roma's favorite scripture in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, who hath delivered, everybody say hath. He hath delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the dear Son. People do not know that when you accepted God, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you repented of your sins, you're of the new nature on the inside of you. Your spirit man is alive unto God. And guess what? That thing is not bound by anything. Who hath delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear sons. We have been delivered. Jesus delivered us thousands of years ago. Amen. And so when we accept it, we have to come along with his program and say, thank you, Lord. Even if there's things hounding you, bothering you, bugging you, you say, thank you, Lord. Amen. He hath delivered me from the powers of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. It's fine to talk to yourself. Now, if you're at Walmart, you can don't talk too loud. You don't want people to think you're crazy. But I have some of the best times when I'm all by myself telling God, amen, telling the devil, telling myself all about what God has said. Hallelujah. His word said it. Imagine Abraham wanting to have a baby. The guy is an old man. He's very old. And he went on year after year after year confessing, you promised me a kid. I tried to do some things. I had a kid on my own, and I went with the servant girl. Nasty. And so, but I had this kid, Ishmael. And so, but he had to kept looking at it. God kept encouraging him. He didn't put him down. Oh, you stupid Abraham. No, he was waiting patiently. He says, look at the stars. Okay, look at the stars. Wow, a lot of them. That's your descendants. Amen. And so you got to look at God's promises. Keep looking at them and keep confessing who you are. I'm a holy child, a saint of God. And you're a holy child, saint of God. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his very own Son. Glory be to God. Eva sibeke takranga shtengo tokuramasika. Eva sambuku branga shtanga takrangasa. It says over in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And so if you have the ability by using your faith to quench all the things that come against you, all those things that come against you, they come against your mind, they come against your family, they come against this, they come against that, you have to put up that shield of faith. You know what? I am blocking off all those fiery darts. Amen? When somebody says, you can do it, guess what? I can do it through Christ Jesus. If it's in the will of God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Pastor says many times, you don't have to mope around. Amen? You don't have to mope around. You don't have to mope around. You are accepted. You have authority in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen? You resist the devil. God's not going to do it. You got to resist it. You have to take your authority. I have to take the authority that we have. So we resist the devil. That's taking our authority. We believe in the authority. And the last part is that we keep from sin. Everybody say, keep from sin. Amen. In 1 John 5 and verse 18, 1 John 5 and verse 18 is a very good scripture. It says, we know that whosoever is born of God. Do we got anybody that's born of God here? That you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Personal friend. Hallelujah. Soon coming King. You've accepted him. He's your all in all. There's nothing more. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So it says here, you know that whosoever is born of God. It says in the King James, sin not, but a better word is does not practice sin. Because we all could sin at times. You could say something. You can have a nasty, mean action. That's the sin. You could do something. You could not obey God. Maybe God says, go ahead and do this. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, that's sin. And so it does not practice sin. It says here, we know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sin. And it says that he that is begotten of God, he that is of God keeps himself. Everybody say, keep yourself. He keeps himself, and that wicked one touch him not. Right there, that wicked one touch him not. When you keep yourself, when you say, thank you, God's on the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I'm not going to be a sinner. Hallelujah. I'm a saint. Glory be to God. If I've sinned and if I miss it, I say, Lord. You know, there is in Tulsa, there's a group, individual who's quite well known, and he believes you don't have to repent if you sinned. No, if you sinned, you must repent. That means you must come to God and say, God, I am foolish the way I've acted. I sinned. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Amen? And then it's washed. The Bible says he cleanses you from all unrighteousness, and you don't have to think about it. You are washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. You are cleansed. And then you've got to make a way. When an opportunity comes for that same sin, guess what? That you got to turn around. You got to go the other way. Amen? You got to do it like the Italians. Hallelujah! You got to do something because you have the power, you have the ability. And another one to keep from sin is good to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, let's all stand and thank God. That's a message on authority of the believer. That's a message on knowing that you and I have to resist the devil. You and I have to take our authority as blood-bought children of God, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the saints of God. So let's thank God. Let's worship God. Let's thank him. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we've got authority. Woo-hoo-hoo! Amen. We've got authority that we could bless you, Father. That we could say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The enemy hits, and the enemy hits, and the enemy hits, but it will not break because you are founded upon a rock that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. So we say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We worship you and we praise you here. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit a little bit. Hallelujah. For the spiritual battle is won, says the Lord of hosts. It's won, says the Lord of hosts. It's won, says the Lord of hosts. Don't look at the negative. Look at the positive, and look what I've done for you, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He overcame the devil. He whipped him, made an open show of him openly. And then he said, you go ahead. You go ahead and do. You go ahead and say. You go ahead and manifest my glory in the earth. Hallelujah. For from sea to sea, it'll be known, Shemba Karabasa, that God, hallelujah, is in the place. That God, hallelujah, rules and reigns. Shembo Tobaramasa, that those that obey God shall do exploits and do great things for God. Sombo Koremekese, Iva Tambarenka, Shtamboroma Senda Rabasa. We worship you and we thank you that you are the God that heals us. Hallelujah. Heals our minds, heals our bodies. Holy Spirit, you're great. Hallelujah in our lives. Work big in us. Hallelujah. Work big in each one. Smith Wigglesworth would say, I'm 1,000 times greater on the inside. I'm 1,000 times greater. How could he say?